It's time now for your letters. There were opinions aplenty on my conversation with history professor Robert Allison yesterday about Sarah Palin and Paul Revere. Palin has been taking heat for some off-the-cuff remarks she made last week about Paul Revere's midnight ride. But Professor Allison said that while Palin did take a few liberties, she largely got the story right. Well, Mike DiVirgilio of Bolingbroke, Illinois writes, "Will wonders never cease? NPR was actually fair to Sarah Palin. I know there are not many Palin fans there at NPR, but the interview about her Revere comments was truly, dare I say it, fair and balanced." But Victoria Crompton of New Haven, Connecticut, was not impressed. She writes this, "No one expects politicians to be historians, but they should have at least an accurate sense of history. I have taught United States history for 37 years, and I would not accept Ms. Palin's remarks as correct responses from any of my high school students." Finally, on Friday, we aired a story by NPR's Wade Goodwin about the enduring popularity of the accordion in the Hispanic, Cajun, and Creole communities of Texas. Scott Siegel of San Francisco writes, "I smiled the whole way through this one. This is NPR at its best. Thank you." And Jim Lundstrom of Menasha, Wisconsin writes, "Wade's piece was a brilliantly told slice of cultural history and struck a very happy note while stuck in a car on a steamy Friday afternoon." Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and please keep those letters coming. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. All Things Considered continues right after this.